Hello, my friends, and welcome back to The Morning Mindset. This is our opportunity today to get our minds aligned with the truth of God's Word. I hope you do this every day, whether you use The Morning Mindset as a tool toward that end or not. My name is Kerry Green. If you're new to The Morning Mindset, welcome. Hey, let me ask you this. When was the last time you were super duper eager for something? Maybe it was a thing you were going to be getting or a trip you were going to be taking. I remember as a kid being so eager every summer to go to this ranch in Colorado where we would get to ride horses and we get to be out in the open spaces and all that. Man, we just loved that. What's the last thing you've been really eager for? And I want you to take that feeling of eagerness and kind of hold it in front of you today as we dig into Ephesians chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Before we do, though, I want to invite you to reach out to me. I love interacting with Morning Mindset listeners. I love hearing your stories. I love knowing how I can pray for you. Please reach out. My email will be in the description of this episode, but just in case you need to write it down, it's Kerry, C-A-R-E-Y, at Kerry Green, just like the color, .com. Okay, friends, let's pray as we dig into Ephesians chapter 4 today. Our Lord, we are grateful that you want us to be eager for some things. You encourage us to stir up that sense of anticipation that we all love and we all like being a part of. So open our minds and our hearts today to understand what it is we're to be eager for and give us a desire and a vision for carrying it out. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, friends, Ephesians 4, 1 through 3, get out your journal, get out your Bible, whatever it is you've got, let's dig in. The Apostle Paul, writing to these Ephesian Christians, says, "I therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called." Then he's going to start describing what that calling looks like. "With all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love." And here's a phrase we're keying in on today: "eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace." So when Paul states this about unity, he says we are to be eager for it. So take out that feeling of eagerness that I asked you to hold in front of you. Remember what that feels like. He wants us to feel that toward something that he's describing here. And he says it is to be toward maintaining the unity of the Spirit. Now, there's an assumption in that statement. The assumption is that the Spirit of God brings about unity. So, to put it in very simple terms, if you have the Spirit of God in you because you're a believer in Jesus, and I have the Spirit of God in me because I'm a believer in Jesus, He is working between me and you to unify us. He wants us marching according to the same drum, so to speak, moving in step with each other, which is according to His plans, you see. And it doesn't matter what we think differently about in terms of non-essential theology. It doesn't matter which church we go to. It doesn't matter where we live in the world, what our ethnicity is, none of that. What matters is that we both have the Spirit of God in us, and He is driving us toward unity. Now, friends, think about that for a moment in your own life. Do you feel a longing, an eagerness, an eager desire, maybe is a good way to say it, to be unified with other believers and to maintain that unity? As I look around YouTube channels and podcasts and blogs and things like that, watching how Christians speak about other Christians, many times I get the feeling they're more eager to kind of make a case against other believers than to be unified with other believers. Now, as I say that, I know some of you are very big on being discerning about false teaching and things like that. And you may be saying, yeah, but we need to call each other to account. We need to be accountable in what we teach. And amen, I am with you. But I think what I'm getting at is the spirit with which this is done. Those approaches that I described many times, I feel, are lacking the eagerness to be unified. Instead, they are trying to point out a wrong, but doing it in a way that's kind of divisive and kind of even angry toward the other person. Friends, we need to maintain this unity of the Spirit in any interaction we have toward other believers. He says to do it in the bond of peace. So that means in the peace that Jesus has given us, the peace he's provided where we are reconciled to the Father and the Father to us. We are now reconciled to each other. We're to live that out in the way we interact with each other. Lord Jesus, help us to understand this. Help us to see it in the circumstances and in the conversations we have. Help us to apply it rightly in peace and in unity as we approach one another in loving ways to address issues that surely may be wrong, but need to be addressed the right way. Make us representatives of you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've called us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we wrap up this episode, let me remind you, friends, we are not Christians because of the good things we do. We are Christians because we have received the free grace and forgiveness of God through Jesus Christ. If you would like to know how you can be sure you are a Christian, go to morningmindsetmedia.com/meetjesus. You will find that link in the description for this episode. And friends, I mentioned that I'd love to hear from you. You can always reach out to me by writing directly to me at Carey, C-A-R-E-Y, at CareyGreen, just like the color, .com. I look forward to hearing from you, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.